Praise God. Hallelujah. Love that song. Beautiful song by Jackie Goucher. Nobody like my God. Forever grateful, healed and forgiven. He's never left us. We got to just listen to the words when you listen to what she's saying and talking to her God and just magnifying and glorifying him and thanking him that he has kept, and I can make it personal, kept me through some things when I was acting out doing my own way. So praise be to God. Amen. Family, good evening. I'm your host tonight, Pastor Terry on What's the Word. This is our fourth Thursday of Women Speak Now. And I always say we thank God. We thank God. We're forever grateful. Grateful for the time that he has allowed Pastor E for me to be a host once again on this broadcast tonight. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you to say, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for your son. Father, in your word in Galatians, you said, no longer we live, but Christ lives in us. Galatians 2:20, Father. So if we have been crucified with Christ, Father, we should be having Christ-like behavior, imitators of your son. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We thank you again, Father, for this day, right now that you have made, that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Father, you said in your word that you will never leave us or forsake us. So we thank you for that, Father. We have faith in you, God. Not faith in the world and not faith in ourselves, but faith in you, God. And we're forever grateful. Grateful for your son. And Father, we know that the life Jesus paid for us all in full was not in vain. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you just use me tonight as your vessel, that the words out my mouth be pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray. And I pray, Father, that they don't fall on deaf ears. And the hearts are open. Our hearts are open. Receive, Father. Because, you know, Father, you just use us as vessels. The word that you've given us so we can share. In the name of Jesus, our Father, I pray to you. Amen. Family, let's get started today, this evening, wherever your time zones are tonight. You have your Bibles, we're going to have that because there's some scriptures to go with the word that the Lord has given me. And, you know, he's given me this, and because when the Lord gives you something, it pertains to me personally. And what he had given me was truth or consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Truth or consequences. Again, family, I said right now, I'm just on this line. I'm a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And we know that person be Jesus. Amen. When they said there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus. Family, when you think about it, I don't know if you guys are in the same age bracket as me. Some of us are, some of us not. But you may remember this game show they had years ago. It was It was called Truth or Consequences. It starring Bob Barker back in the days. This was back in the days when they had TV. TV was in black and white. Black and white TV, sometimes you get color when you put a color film over it. And then also, family, they had a game called Truth or Dare. I don't know if you played it, but when you're a child of God, you want to avoid it. Amen. But as I was in preparation, I just Googled some things, you know, on truth or consequences. And I was looking it up, and I seen a small town in New Mexico. It's about 28 square miles with a population of approximately a little over 6,000 people. I said, very interesting name for a city.
Mm-hmm.
Truth or consequences. But we remember, family, in the game of truth or consequences, truth or dare. All players are given the choice of answering the questions truthfully or performing a dare.
Mm-hmm.
This was famously played by younger children, adolescents and teenagers. And sometimes they would forfeit it and use it also in gambling. And it always requires two or more players. Amen. Truth or dare. Have you ever heard someone say to you, I dare you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I dare you to do such and such. That's a game. Truth or consequences. And some of us may not remember, but years ago, this movie, our parents, our mom had us watch it. It was a 1955 classic. It was called Rebel Without a Clock, Without a Cause. And I remember this as a young girl watching the movie. Our parents had us watch it, and our grandparents were there. But they had a main character that was in that movie called James Dean. They called him James Dean. His name was Jim Stark. He was a new kid in a new neighborhood. You have to just see this; these things we can still relate to. He was in a new neighborhood, new environment, and had a prior delinquent history. When he moved to a new neighborhood, he had a fresh start. But what he did, he took up with a disturbed classmate named Sal. His name was Sal Menial. And he fell in love with a local girl. We got to think about it. This is 1955. A local girl who was in a relationship with the neighborhood tough guy. And if you're thinking about 1955, how advanced we are now in 2024. But the neighborhood tough guy, that tough guy challenged James Dean into a drag race. Uh-huh. Racing the dirt road. Back then they were racing on dirt roads. And they raced through the dirt road on a cliffside. And the cliffside drops. The cliffside drops over. And it's sometimes you see the races you see now, they do these street takeovers in the middle of the street things. But then they were racing these dirt roads to a cliffside. And the dare, when you say the dare causes consequences, the bully, the tough guy that was challenging him, he got stuck. He got stuck on the door. When you're racing your car and you can't stop, you're supposed to jump out. He got stuck on the door. His arm got cut, his clothing got caught in the door, hung on the door handle, and he went over. He crashed, and the car burst into flames. Our mom made a point to us right then as her children that she said, see, your poor choices have consequences, children of God. Our poor choices will have consequences. Jesus, sometimes we got to say, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, with our generations behind us. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Family, in our word, the word of God, it teaches us about truth. Truth is that which is consistent with the mind, the will, the character, and the glory of being of God. He said we're to be imitators of God. It's work, but we can't do no better if we don't know no better. Even to the point, truth is the self-expression of God, truth in us. Those of us that worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Truth be told, amen, family. If you got your Bibles, family, that's reference is John 4:24. I always say, but I can't read that verse without reading verse 23. These are red letters. And it says, for the hour is coming, and now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Oh, thank you, Jesus, I tell you. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. We should be jumping for joy to worship him and serve God like this, a good God. I always say, who wouldn't serve a God like this? An unconditional loving God, an unexplainable God. I mean, the God that still works miracles, the God that still stands on his promises. Praise be to God. I always say, family, telling the truth. Oh, so there's nothing too big or too hard for us as children of God to share with him and with one another. No more lies. Remember, truth are consequences. Amen. Family, another scripture we're going to go to tonight, St. John 14:6. These are red letters too. This is what we said. When you read the red letters, we get to know more of the characteristics in Jesus. And that's when he can we can begin to decrease the self, and his increase will come within us. Amen. Jesus is speaking. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. No one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus. Truth goes beyond our honesty, family. In his word and in our personal relationship with God, the truth is going to be revealed. The truth of God is in our moral character. I always say, we are to think like Jesus. He said, letting these minds be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. And yes, it's going to take some work, some effort. And this is our time right now. And our slogan with the Now Never P2C, the Now Church, is do more in 24. Do more within ourselves that we can all link together and do more for his kingdom. That's why I said when we link together like-minded believers, we are already on one accord, the truth. Amen. The truth. When Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Praise be to God. The God of truth. Mm-hmm. His steadfastness. His steadfastness. He said in this song, healed and forgave and never forsaken. He is steadfast. His trustworthiness. His faithfulness, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I said we should be running for Jesus now. I tell you, family, in the word of God, truth refers to a completeness of moral integrity that influences how one thinks and behaves. Mm-hmm. Truth. That's why I say let your mind, to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And then you can always say, what would Jesus do? That's just not a cliche because our Father wants our behaviors and our actions and our thoughts, them thoughts too, to imitate Christ Jesus. Being truthful. You know, family, we remember growing up, and I know one of our siblings, or one of the siblings done something wrong. Our mom, rest in heaven, Mom Dorothy, she would say, I'm going to whoop all of you till I get the truth. And she would start, but we start talking. We start talking, telling the truth, telling who did what. I always say, that's why I say there is nothing that bad that we cannot tell our parents, nothing that bad that we cannot share with our Father. He wants to hear from us. Sometimes we want to tell him the good things, but then we forget to confess and repent of the bad things. God knows us. He knows all of us. He sees all of us, and he hears all of us. He knows our thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's why I say keep your mind stayed on Christ. And family, when we think about parents disciplining their children, I always say I bind up CPS because I was raised on discipline. And when you think about discipline, discipline is a form of love. The word says do everything in love. And in Hebrews, family, Hebrews 12 and 6, it says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens, discipline. And he scourges every son whom he receives, truth bespoke. And I say, discipline is love. Family, we got to know. God's principles and instructions outline the way of truth that is meant to lead his people to him. Through the truth, Jesus. Our Jesus is the only way to everlasting life in God. Through Jesus. I always say, through Jesus, we can know the true God. And now we live in right fellowship, the true God. Because we live in fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ. I tell you, family, he is the only true God. And he is eternal life. Some of us are just concerned about what's going on, what we're doing down here. But he says, seek those things which are above and have your heaven right now on earth. The way and the truth. Amen. I always say, do not be afraid of the truth. Some of us will not read the truth, the word of God, because we don't want to hear the truth. Ooh, help me, Lord. We don't want to hear the truth because it convicts us. it points out some of our shortcomings. Some things, Lord, you have to go to him. Lord, help me with this. Lord, I need help with this, because I tell you, he helped me with some patience, Jesus. But we have to go to him. We're not perfect. He knew we weren't perfect. He left us a helper. That's why we got to cry out to the Holy Spirit, help me. Don't be proud. We got to put that aside. He said, I knew my people would need help. I leave you a spirit, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. But I tell you, family, when it convicts us, but we all got to be truthful. Truth says, being in the book of St. John, John shares a lot in his book about love.
Mm-hmm.
And in John, we still got a word out with us. In John 8, 31 through 32, red letters. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And in 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Glory, hallelujah, shall. You know, Pastor E. Arinter teaches the promises of God. Thank you, Jesus. We got to thank God for the truth. Amen, hallelujah. We have to look to you, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our truth. I always say truth, no matter what's going on in the world, we still got the truth in Jesus. No matter what's going on within us, around us, but we are still with my truth, your truth. Amen. The truth be Jesus. Praise be to God. And family, again, we might be tonight in the book of John a lot. Because when you think about love, he talks a lot about love. We know God is love. Amen, family. But in John 16 and 13, and it reads, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Jesus. I tell you, family, God desires his followers, his people, people of the truth. He desires for us. He loves those who tell the truth, and he detests those who lie. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. I always say St. John speaks of the truth. When you look in there, he speaks about the truth 25 times over and over, and the truth be Jesus. St. John is in the book of love, truth. Praise be to God. Our Father knows, he knows lies can catch up. But speaking the truth, you never have to, you know, when people tell a lie, they got to remember the lie they told. But when you're speaking the truth, you know what you said. Amen, family? And we are imitators of Jesus. Jesus said he is the truth. Amen? Again, family, we are still in the book of John. This one, family, is John 4 and 24. And it reads, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen and amen. In spirit and in truth. I tell you, we worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I tell you, St. John reminds us again, family, in 1 John 1 and 17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, the Lord underscores the importance of truth by presenting us with the belt of truth. Mm-hmm. We think about that. Dress us, Lord, the first piece of our spiritual armor in Ephesians 6:10 through 17 reference. But so much weighs around that belt of truth. When you say rock core abs in your abdomen, that belt of truth is your rock core actions. The rest of our armor is secured when the truth is wrapped around us. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Otherwise, family, we can become defenseless against the lies and the adversary, the devil, who is father of all lies. Because of truth's high value, when you think about it, Solomon counsels, an honest life is immortal. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and understanding as well. And that's Proverbs 23:23. And he said in his word, and all are getting good understanding. That's why we got to spend more time in his word and see what God is speaking to us, to our spirits directly. I tell you, I find joy in his word because God reveals some things to me about myself that I knew, that I was just like smashing it down like, no, you know that's you. You know, so we have to self-examine ourselves, not how the world sees us, but examine ourselves to the word of God, how God sees us. Amen. I always said God takes pleasure in seeing his truth reflected in our character, his children. I always say God wants us to love others. I always say when we love others and we do for others, we're doing unto God because it's the God within them. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to love others in deed and in truth, not just love in word and in tongue, Jesus, but in truth. I remember Evangelist Virginia Valentine, she said once on her broadcast, she said a profound proverb. I love it. I just can't let it go. She said, we can give and not love, but we can't love and not give. Amen, amen. Jesus, you know, when your imitators is Jesus, the biggest giver, God, what's wrong with our giving? We got to ask ourselves, if I'm not giving, what am I? Am I a child of God? What am I? You know, we have to honestly always self-examine ourselves to the word of God. And that's when we say, how does God see me? You know, we can get past how maybe your pastor see you, your sister see you, your brother, you know, the neighbor see you. But how does the people at the bank see you? But how does God see you? He sees you when you, the real you. When there's nothing covering you, he sees those thoughts where we have to take care of, amen, as being a child of God. And family, that's a reference there in 1 John 3:18. And always speak the truth one to another, amen. Now, family, we're still talking about what the word of our Father says, amen. The Bible teaches us that our actions have consequences. The same as our parents taught us that there were consequences when we disobeyed our parents, doing our own thing. Sometimes we got away with some wrongdoing, but not now knowing what we are doing, what's done in the dark, the light, it will be exposed. Truth be seen within us. I tell you, within our character. I said, that is my prayer. Amen, family? We can cry out to God. Like I said, we can cry out to God, help me, Holy Spirit, because he knew we need help for him to help us to stay truthful. Truthful. You know, some people go on their job, they lie about this, that, they lie about sick days, got a cough and everything. But you got to be true because, you know, even when you got a job, you got to treat that job. You doing it unto God, everything we're doing unto God for his glory. Amen, family. I always say thank you, Holy Spirit. And I always say thank you, Father, not for leaving me, not forsaking me when I was perishing for lack of knowledge, when I was reading everything but your word. Well, we got to admit that. He gives us 24/7, all of us the same time. But how much time do we give him? I mean, this is our personal relationship. You want to spend that time. People want to get a relationship started with this one, start a relationship. But if you ain't got your relationship with God right, and they ain't, oh, you something wrong. That should be your ultimate relationship. He said he's a jealous God, so you got to give him your time. If you got it all together, you can handle all these relationships. Maybe you're different. But I tell you, you know, you got to stay focused and see what God sent to us through his word. Amen. I'll tell you, our Father is not to be mocked. So we got to let us not be deceived when we are not operating in the truth. We got to have the truth within us. I always say the truth will be with us. I always say, thank you, Jesus. He is the truth. And family, when we think about things, if we're putting out a bunch of lies, we reap what we sow. For our lies, I tell you, people going to come to you that love telling lies. That's what you're going to draw into. God reminds us in his word, too, family, that the wages of sin is death and the ultimate consequence, family. But there are three types of sin as believers and children of God that we also cannot let live within us. And one of them sins is selfishness, lust, and pride. Mm-hmm. Oh, I said, my God, help us down here, now. You know, this is what we said. We got to help him because these are manifestations of the flesh that are displeasing to our Father. Selfishness. You are an imitator of God. Can you imagine if Jesus was selfish? Where would we be? Come on. Selfishness opposes our faith in God. Lust opposes our hope in God. And our pridefulness opposes love, the love of God. I tell you, we must spend more time with God in his steady, his increase for our decreases, taking on the characteristics of Christ Jesus. Amen. We speaking on consequences. We know that the fire burns and can be deadly. Then we got to say, why do we keep playing with fire? That's a question. We know fire burns. Why do we keep playing with it? Our Father reminds us, family, in Colossians 3:25. For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality. Jesus. That's what they say. You got to pay the piper. We reap what we sow. Oh, my mom used to say, when you make your bed, child, you got to lay in them. Amen. Consequences are part of our life, family. Whether good consequences or bad, our actions. I always say having the mind of Christ can help us from falling into temptation. Mm-hmm. Pastor, you teach us that temptation, and so you can prevent it. So you can be tempted, temptation, don't fall into trouble. We have to be asking ourselves before we act. It's not a cliche, but what would Jesus do? Would Jesus turn his nose up? Would Jesus turn that person that asked for something to eat? And I ain't got it. When you got money in your purse? Is that a characteristic as a believer of Christ, a child of God? A child of God? This is self-examine ourselves, not just in the building and amongst believers, but by ourselves. Would that person out there needing a drink of water, a clean bottle of water, would you stop and buy them one? This is what I'm saying. He said, when I was hungry, he fed me. When I was thirsty, are we doing that? This is constant self-examination. And when God sees us doing this, he going to give you something, can continue to give you more so you can continue to do that because you're being obedient as a child of God. I always say, we got to be remembering that our God chastises those he loves. The way we think has a lot of control over our actions. Amen. Our sin debt in full. So why should we keep sinning? Okay, family, we're going to go to another scripture here. Hebrews 10:26. And it reads, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there are no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. I always say, who wouldn't love a God like this? Known sin is an abomination. Big sin, little sin. Sometimes people want to say, oh, just this. Sin is sin. And we're wondering why we just not getting anywhere. Why we keep going around in circles. Sometimes you feel like you're a hamster on a wheel. You just roll it and move the wheel, not going nowhere. When we think about it, family, John the Baptist says, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, yeah. And that reference, family, is Matthew 2:3. Always say, come on, family. We look around at folks. Some folks don't know Jesus. Some folks don't know about it. Some folks don't know the word of God. So we as believers, this is what he said for us to go ye, teaching them and baptizing them. We got to teach them. We can't be preaching at them, but we should teach them to reach them where they are. First of all, to let them know that God loves them. To let them know they're not out here on their own, that you have a family. Jesus said his family is those that does the will of his Father. But when you look around, family, you look at some of these people, some things. That's why I've been fasting, not watching TV and everything. Killing. Where did killing come from? When our thing is to love one another. Where did that come from? So I'm telling you, we worse as when you go back to the Old Testament, we worse as Sodom and Gomorrah. Some marriage, you look at that, oh my gosh. I'll be like, Lord, help us down here. That's why he said pray without ceasing. He knows the prayers, you might not know what you're praying for direct, but somewhere the prayers, God, you will deliver them where they're needed. He said no love, to love one another and not to have the love of money. Oh, my gosh, that's another one, family. People are loving money over God. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, when we know he's a jealous God, that's why he said there is, that's the state of being, consequences. Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, sometimes I say, Lord, we in these end times, but we don't know the time or the hour for his coming. But we know he's coming again. Then we got to be, am I ready? Am I ready? Am I in good standing with God? You know, I mean, people be thinking, oh, your work, no, your working won't get you in. It's your spiritual relationship with him. Mm-hmm. That's what we got to be counting on, our spiritual relationship. If Jesus came back, you'd be like, too late, let me get it together, God. You had plenty of time, Terry. What were you waiting on? Mm-mm. And you say you're a child of mine. Mm. I always said, but we do know he's coming, I tell you. And there will be some eternal consequences if we don't have our personal relationship. He's a personal relationship, decent and in order with him. Amen. This is what I'm saying, family. We spend a lot of times in relationships. We can go get a hair done, our nails done. We go get new clothes, do fancy up, you know. But the relationship with God, what are we doing for him? Are we spending giving him a little 2-minute segment sometime during the day? Or do we get nothing? Or do we get our first, last, and all day in between? This is why self-examining. I always say, let us not live on feelings, but let us live in the truth of God. Mm-hmm. Constantly examining ourselves. Mm-hmm. Does our actions and our thoughts line up with the will of God? Not my will, not your will, not the world's will, but the will of God. Does it? I'll tell you, we are accountable for our actions. I tell you, the Father gives us the choice. We can keep making bad choices or decide, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it the way God said. I'm going to do it the way his word said. I'm tired of making the same mistake. I'm tired of being the hamster on the treadmill just moving and ain't going nowhere. I'm tired of running into the mountain. Lord, help me get over the mountain. Amen. Move them mountains. That's the faith in God. Praise be to God. I tell you, the time is now that we got to make the decision that I'm going all the way. When you say 100%, and you know they say 100% in the truth, hallelujah. Operating in truth, family, it's a lifelong process in these fleshly bodies. It's a lifelong process that we can be spiritually minded and spiritually actions come out. Uh-huh. He said, if we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of our flesh. And the flesh stuff is nice. But we won't know that if we don't study his word, if we don't study the characteristics of Jesus. Mm-mm. And I'll tell you something, it won't come overnight. But we a little bit more, some every day. But we must continue to seek more of Jesus, to know more of him, that we can exude. Our behavior becomes it. We start thinking like him. We have the compassion of Christ. We don't have to turn our nose up. We don't have to lie and talk about we can't help you when we can. And we know we can, and our pocketbook says we can too. I tell you, it helps us too, family. It helps when we fast for things of the world. He said, I'm going to put y'all in the world, but not of the world. But, you know, you got to build yourself up for these things of the world so you can see the truth in everything that he has put out here of the world. You, when you get more truth in you, you'll be able to just have discernment like, this thing, I can't watch this too long. Let me turn this off. This ain't for me, because your mind will be focused on that. I always tell you, the world, I tell you, he said we got to fast from some of the things in the world because God, that's what he wants. He has plans for you, and he has plans for I, and he has his purpose. He has purpose for you and me. You know, this is what we said. God has given us all gifts. Your gift is, maybe your gift is not singing and dancing, whatever, usher, whatever you like to do, find out your passion. But God has given us all gifts to do something for his kingdom. No gift is bigger than other. We all work together for one body to come closer for his kingdom. He said he's coming back for one church. All the churches got to come together. The church within us got to be together. This is why I said, he's an awesome God. I always say, we should not lie to each other. Mm-mm. We have to, he said, we have to take off that old self because we are new in Christ Jesus, in his truth. Glory be to God. Amen. But let us live in truth. Live in truth. Walk in truth and operate in truth. Jesus being our truth. I tell you, family, Jesus is our truth. And the truth is in us when he's within us. Praise be to God. Family, this is my session of What's the Word on Women Speak Down, fourth Thursday. Truth be said. Truth be in Christ Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise be to God. We got to just thank him. You know, this week, he said, if I have been crucified with Christ, no longer I live, but he lives within me. When he lives within me, he can tame the flesh. He can tame us from the inside out. You know, sometimes they say, beauty's only skin deep, but he cleans us up from the inside out. So when our heart is clean, our actions are clean, our mind is clean, then we're looking through the eyes of Christ. We're not looking at people negatively. We're not passing judgment on nobody. Because we're all children of God. And that's the truth, because the word of God says, you know, I said some things, you know, I read and I just get glorified and I get a little excited with it because I go, ooh, Lord, you know, I didn't know that, you know. And every time some things you read before, you get a new revelation with it. That's why he said, be still and let God speak to our heart. Sometimes we can be running around, we listen to everybody, and you listen to different sermons. I ain't going to listen to all these sermons. I'm going, because if I'm doing all that, I'm neglecting my time. I should be in his word. I'm going to be selective on who I listen to. I'm not going to let any and everybody pour into my spirit. Oh, no, not me. I'm going to say it because I'm selective. Because if you spending so much time running church, listen to this, where your time you at him and your relationship and your word. You can't run around doing that. You know, you got to, he said, be still. Sometimes you got to be still, give him his time. And then, you know, this is why he gave you a pastor. And he didn't give pastors and everybody won't be a choice, but he gave a pastor to look over his flock. And I thank God for my pastor, Pastor E, because he stands firm on the word of God. And that's what I'm saying. And when you can get the word out and you got confirmation of what you're receiving, I'm not just going to listen to anybody. I'm not going to listen to anybody on no TV because people listen to these big-time pastors and you can't even make an appointment to get in with their associate pastor. Come on now. Let's keep it real. We're going to speak the truth because Jesus is the truth. He don't want his children to be no fools. If you want to be a fool, let God use you. Yes, he going to use you because he going to keep it 100. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, we just got to praise him and bless him. Sometimes we want to praise him when things good. Oh, God, you've been so good to me. But what about when we're in the valley? Can we praise him when we can't walk or talk? Can we praise him then? Can we give him the glory? Can we worship him? Can we worship through the sickness? Oh, hallelujah. Don't let me start. Cause when he said, my God, he gave me something to live for, forever grateful. Yes, I'm grateful because I've been in some valleys and some dark times with nobody but God. Ooh, Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me now. Oh, Lord, I thank him. I thank him. I praise him. I can't help but thank him. Jesus, you know. Oh, Lord, that's why he said, let the word be in you, let the church be in you. So wherever it go, it's with you. Because if you're departed from your word, you got to still be able to fight off the wiles of the enemy. Because the wiles of the enemy, he's not, it's a spirit. Sometimes, you know, pray for people, you're not praying for that out of cell, you're praying for that spirit within us. Some people got to get that cleansing of that spirit. That's why we say, Lord, dress me every day. Cleanse me every day. Father, if there's something I need to, before I let you lay me down, please, let me see, Father, something that wasn't pleasing to you so that I can ask for your forgiveness so I can be in right standing with you. Sometimes we want to be in right standing everything. We want to be in this organization, do this and that. But am I right standing in my relationship with God? That's what really matters. That's the truth, Jesus. Truth be said, thank you. We got to just thank him. When you learn to praise him, sometimes we could praise our way through, but worship him. Worship him for who he is. Worship him for, if he don't do nothing, but he has given you another opportunity, open your eyes and your right mind to say, God, I thank you. I thank you that I'm still your child. I thank you that you never left me when I was leaving myself, when I was out there wayward. I thank you, God. Sometimes you just got to cry out and confess our shortcomings. Oh, believe me, this is what God knows. He knows everything. But see, this is what people got to do. People want to put their mouth on folks, but God knows us from the inside. Keep your mouth off folks, because when you say you're a child of God, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. They keep coming, but they won't prosper in the name of Jesus. And the truth be told, who is Jesus? Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us down here. Yeah, we need help, Father. You said you believed us to help. Help us, Father, to start calling on the helper, to use our helper. Help us, Holy Spirit. Yes. Help us to walk in right standing with you, Father. Help us to speak. Help our thoughts to be right. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us, Father, to spend more time in your word. Father, take us off the TV. Take us off the internet. Take us off Facebook. Let us have more time in your word so we can get understanding. So we can get understanding and share the goodness of you, Father, that everybody may know this Jesus, this truth that we speak of, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cry out to you, Father. We cry out to your help right now, Father, because we know we need you now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Truth be told, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes, family, I just get excited because I remember the time I wasn't nobody but God and I kept falling, but he said, yo, child, get back up. You can do this. Yes, you can do this. When you trust in me, he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on my own understanding. Because sometimes we tell ourselves, I can't do that. But we go to God, God, you said I could do it. I know you're going to make that way for me to do it. I don't know how, God, but I'm going to be patient and listen to you. That's why he said, my sheep know my voice and they follow. Sometimes we can be listening to so much, God, so much static interference. You can't hear from God. Sometimes you got to get your secret place and just be still and be quiet. Let him deposit on in him. Sometimes we go to God, we want to do all the talking. God knows us. He knows our needs. He knows our wants. But we should just sit down and let him deposit in us. Let him deposit in our spirit things that he wants us to do for now. Things that he might want you to do somewhere. You don't even know what it is. You don't know the person, but he's telling you. So we got to listen. Listen for instructions. Listen and be obedient. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for your son. I thank you for being the awesome father you are. the everlasting Father, said nothing can separate us from your love. So, Father, we just thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that everybody that doesn't have Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they come now, come forth, and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ, your Son, is Lord. Lord over all. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Family, that's my word for this Women Speak Now, our first, fourth Thursday. Truth. You know, just take time out and read through his word on the truth. It gives a lot of insight, and it builds up our spiritual muscles. Mm-hmm. Spiritually muscles that we can walk in the truth, we can operate in the truth, we can think in the truth. Yes. Because like I said, there's nothing as a child of God, nothing that we should be ashamed of, nothing that we should fabricate. You know, just be who God is calling you to be, his child. Do what God is calling us to do, his work, kingdom work. Amen. And if you're on your job, you're still doing his work because he has given you that job. So do it unto God. Don't be talking back to your supervisor. You're a child of God. We got to be obedient. God has made that provision for that check for you to get paid so you can pay your rent, do your car. God provides all this. This is what we got to teach the children. Teach them all this stuff we give them. It's from God. And he gives it when we're obedient to him. Oh, yeah, you know, so train up a child in the way they should go. Praise be to God. You know, I'm so grateful for all he's done for me. Grateful for my inner peace that he gives me. Grateful that when my flesh wants to jump up, he can get me back in line, get me back in check, you know. Sometimes I have to just shut down, go on the word, open his word, wherever it lands, Lord, I'm going to start. I'm here with you. You know, this is what he said. Let me decrease so he can keep increasing. We must let him. We say, let him in. Yes, praise be to God. At this time, family, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor E if he's available. And if he's not, I'm going to say good night. We have prayed out.
Yes, I'm available.
Glory to God.
What a good word like that. I can't be other than available.
Oh, praise God.
Praise the Lord today as we prep ourselves to be ready for resurrection and all of the great things that God has for us. I'm
Good
just
Friday.
Excited
yes.
to continue.
Amen.
Good Friday. We're going to talk about the seven last sayings, but we're also going to have a great movie night. I invite anybody in the Southern California area, come on out and fellowship with us for our movie night, because it will be the Passion of Christ, and we are going to have, I'm doing my last testings right now, Pastor Terry, to make sure the screen and everything works. But we're believing we're going to have a great time tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, rain, sleet, or snow, we are still going to have Resurrection Sunday. And and our outdoor church, our backyard church, our rehab church is going to still go forward. And we're going to celebrate Jesus in an awesome way this weekend.
Yes, God.
So you have, you put that kick in me. So I can't wait to listen. You know, I'm a midnight listener.
When I shut down. Amen.
Look, when I shut down at night, that's my archive time. And I just put my headphones on and just rest in the word. And I know I'm going to be blessed even more on this evening. But I tell you right now, I got to listen again because you was coming with so many scriptures. I know I missed about two of them. So, you have just grown so much. I'm just so proud to be connected
my pastor and my mentor. Thank you. That's why I said people, you know, you can't listen to everybody. Yes.
That's so true. We got to be protective.
That's why
we got to be protective of ourselves.
Yeah. You can't let them lay hands on you too. Amen.
You already know. I'm gonna say nope.
Yes,
but anyway, look, we have a couple more minutes here left. If you're out there, you're inspired, and you want to tap in with Pastor Terry this evening, go ahead, dial 1 coming to the queue. We're going to bring you our look. You acknowledged the evangelist on her saying. I know she jumped up, start running around.
Oh, she talked to me. She beat to me on the radio.
So let's bring in Evangelist Virginia right now. Woman of God, can you hear us?
Yes, can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Sister Evangelist.
Well, hello. Hello, my sister, Pastor Terry. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, my beautiful sister?
Blessed on purpose, my sister.
Amen.
Pastor Terry, thank God for you on tonight. Medicine on the truth.
Yes.
And we know the truth is Jesus, right?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Yes.
You said something. You said shall know the truth. We shall know the truth. And the truth shall make us free.
Come
on
now.
You know what? It's not just the truth that makes us free. It's the knowledge of the truth that makes us free.
Ooh, hallelujah. That, yes.
The knowledge of the truth that makes us free. I'm glad tonight that I'm free.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad
free
tonight
indeed.
That I'm free.
Yes, God.
Jesus, I want to.
We love you, Evangelist.
You have really, really tonight on the truth. And I want to say this. You know, have you ever been to coach or tried with someone and you put them on the stand and they lay their hand on the Bible and the judge said, you know what he's saying?
Oh, to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. So help me God.
And you know some of them be lying, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, God knows us. We can't lie. You know, we can lie to ourselves. I'll lie on the outside, but God knows us from the inside. So we got to be truthful to one another, you know.
Yes, he knows
that's
all the matters he sees all. What a mighty
God.
He knows
we need some help, too.
Yeah,
thank
we
you,
need
Holy
help.
Spirit. Yeah. So he left us a helper.
I thank God for you on tonight.
I thank God for you, too, Evangelist.
Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Bless you, my sister.
Yes, God. Bless you, too. Love you much, too. We'll talk to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Evangelist. We glad you got that voice back.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody else out there want to tap with Pastor Terry? Go on down one. Come on in. We got about 2 minutes left before we take this to the next level. Amen. Get ready for wake up in the morning. Amen.
Yes, indeed. Friday.
Amen. Amen. Well, there are listeners here, so we know that we aren't alone, but I guess your word has penetrated and went forward. Everybody is blessed as I am. You can go ahead and pray us out
praise
of here,
God.
And we look forward to seeing everybody this weekend. Let's do it.
Son, let's do it. Do it for the truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you and say thank you, Father. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you, Father, for those that come on and those that come later for the archives. But, Father, we just want to thank you for your son, Jesus, Father. We want to say that we are so grateful and thankful for you, Father, and your son, Jesus. In his mighty name, I petition my prayers to you. Amen. Good night, family.